This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver police program that replaces patrol officers with social workers is showing progress in its first 6 months. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
A mental health clinician and a paramedic have traveled around the city in a white van handling low-level incidents like trespassing and mental health episodes. From June to November, the team responded to 748 incidents, none of which required police or led to arrests or jail time. The program does not yet have enough people or vans to respond to every nonviolent incident, but the report says about 3% of calls for Denver Police Service, or over 2,500 incidents, were worthy of the alternative approach. David Sachs, Denverite.
A Denver man who pleaded guilty to growing psilocybin mushrooms has been sentenced to 3 years probation and fined more than $5,000. The DEA raided Cole Milner's apartment in 2019. Denver voters approved decriminalizing psilocybin earlier that year, but the DEA still considers it an illegal substance. There's something new at History Colorado. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The latest addition to the History Colorado Center will take visitors to the borderlands of southern Colorado. It's a part of the state that once belonged to Mexico. The new exhibition will retrace the area's history with help from affiliate museums in Pueblo and Trinidad. The bilingual exhibit will also feature a speaker series for its opening. The show will become a part of the museum's permanent collection. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.